Thank you, Judge. So the first section that I'm going to cover is attorney's fees, which should start on page 6 of your materials. I'm going to go through two cases. The first one is In Re Husted. This has to do with debtors who filed a Chapter 13 case and had their confirmed plan. Around 3 years after their plan was confirmed, Husted discovered that Hawaii had recently enacted a law providing him a 2-year window to sue for certain injuries he sustained as a result of sexual abuse. The debtors file an application to retain Betty to represent Husted on a contingency fee basis plus reasonable costs. Although Betty's practice was primarily in California, she specialized in pursuing claims of the type of injury sustained by Husted, and therefore the court approved this application. No objection to the application was sought. Betty and her sister, who was also her paralegal, traveled to Hawaii and Texas several times during Husted's representation, and this culminated in agreement to settle his claim for about $1.5 million. Betty then filed her application of compensation with the court, but Husted objected, after which the court conducted a hearing. At the hearing, the court awarded Betty her contingency fee and reasonable expenses totaling $781,000. However, the court granted Betty additional time to provide debtor's counsel with documentation of expenses relating to these trips to Hawaii and to Texas. They were in total 4 trips, 2 to Hawaii and 2 to Texas. The attorney, in line with this court's decision or with the court's allowance, filed a 43-page heavily redacted copies of receipts and documents claiming that the trips to Hawaii were for the purpose of mediations, investigations, depositions, and also in order to establish Hawaii's jurisdiction. And the court allowed the attorney to appear at a hearing to explain these expenses. The attorney did not appear. The court continued the hearing, and the attorney decided to appeal telephonically, which is something the court highlighted. So at this point, the only remaining issue was whether the attorney's travel expenses were reasonable and permitted by the previous retained agreement between the debtor and the attorney and pursuant to Bankruptcy Rule 2016. The bankruptcy court, however, reduced the attorney's food and lodging expenses for the 2 trips to Hawaii by half, where the attorney's accommodations included $2,000 in a resort stay and $700 in hotel food charges, a 1-page redacted copy for hotel expenses that completely lacked any detail, and dates on receipts that did not match the dates that the attorney had stated for travel. The bankruptcy court also denied fees for cabs and other expenses where all detail was missing other than the amount of the bill. The bankruptcy court also reduced the fees for the trips to Texas in half, where the attorney failed to explain why her sister, who is also her paralegal, as mentioned, was needed on the trip or how her services benefited. And so in essence, none of the documentation, although extensive, it was a 43-page document provided by the attorney, gave any real indication of what the expenses were for. It didn't allow the attorney a way to determine whether those expenses were beneficial to the debtor or reasonable.
So that's a good explanation, but the question, Daniela, is whether Judge Rhodes got it right or did she blow this opinion?
I think she absolutely got it right. And with that, actually, we're going to look at one of Judge Isker's opinions in NF Clean on the same page. It should be on page 6 of your materials. NF Clean is also a fee application with the court. A little bit of background. NF Clean had a previous oral agreement with Kakal and his entity, Mondex, to purchase a truck from Indiana on NF Clean's behalf. This truck would ship from Indiana to Houston, and then from Houston to Angola, where it would reach NF Clean. However, on the truck's transit to Houston, the truck was stolen. Salim Kakal, however, was able to recover this truck and retain possession. Although he acknowledged that the truck was NF Clean's property, when he regained possession, he still sold it to a third party and failed to remit any of the proceeds to NF Clean. So NF Clean did not receive anything, although he had already paid for this truck in advance. NF Clean thereafter filed a lawsuit in Harris County asserting various claims against Kakal. Kakal files for Chapter 7, staying the state court lawsuit. NF Clean thereafter initiates an adversary proceeding, alleging that his debt is non-dischargeable pursuant to 523A4 and 6. The bankruptcy court, Judge Isger in this case, found that Salim Kakal committed larceny and embezzlement when he received the truck and sold the stolen truck to a third party without remitting any of the proceeds. He also found that the act of selling the stolen truck, which belonged to NF Clean at the time, was willful and malicious under 523A6. And with that determination, Judge Isker found that NF Clean and his attorney's fees were accepted from discharge under 523 pursuant to the Texas Theft Liability Act. NF Clean requested about $68,000 in reasonable attorney's fees, $5,000 reasonable and necessary expenses, and an additional $8,000 in appellate fees. Of course, Kakal objected, arguing that the fees were unreasonable, unnecessary, and excessive, given the simplicity we presented. Kakal also argued that the bankruptcy court had no ability to, or no authority, I'm sorry, to award pre-petition fees in connection with the state court proceeding when there was no state court judgment. This is something that the bankruptcy court directly addressed, disagreeing and noting that a bankruptcy court